Welcome, everybody, to an amazing first episode of Season 4, and we have an epic episode with one of our longest, most question-asked persons, other than Cappé, on our podcast. And unfortunately, I can't quickly introduce any of the other hosts, because JR has had an emergency and is away, and of course, Pete is no longer with us. He's still alive, but he's no longer with us. I wish him well, and he wishes us well, and I really look forward to having him on one day as maybe a little surprise guest. So, So without further ado, from Team Ricky Baker, long-standing questioner askerer, New Zealand player, Moff BR, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
Oh, I am extremely excited about being on the podcast with you, because there are so many questions you have asked over the years of us doing this, and I've stumbled over and over and over again with your name. So, first off, how do you pronounce it?
Well, I guess I don't. That's the thing. I don't say it out loud. So, So it's pretty easy for me. But it's very uninteresting, actually. It harps back to the early days of gaming and the internet, and where you needed a unique username for everything.
Yeah. Okay.
So I just used basically a combination of letters from my first and last names.
Okay.
Which is actually something that, go back 20 years, it's something the university I went to assigned me as a log. Yeah. And I just started using it everywhere. And I didn't realise at the time when I started playing HCR2 that you didn't have to have a unique username.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It was what I used everywhere else, and I threw it in there. But all my teammates just shortened it up to Mo, basically.
Mo, okay.
And that's how they all refer to me in game or in Discord.
From now on, I will call you Mo.
It'll be much easier, definitely. Yeah.
And I'll say, in brackets, Moff BR.
Thank you.
That's very... I'm glad we got that sorted straight up. So before we go into asking you some questions and getting a bit of history, there has been a whole lot of stuff that's come out, the new track. We've had the mastery of the supercar. There's been a whole lot of fun stuff in the game. You know, this new vehicle called the ATV, which has only just started to drop without having to pay for it. So there's a whole lot been going on. The ATV, what are your thoughts on the ATV?
First time I saw it, I just looked at that grappling hook and thought, geez, that looks like a gimmick. And I wasn't too thrilled for the first couple of weeks. I didn't buy it. I have it now.
Yep.
Since I got it in about 12 hours after the public event started. I don't know if I'm too proud of that fact. But I did it. I did it fairly quickly. But since I've been playing the public event with it, I've really enjoyed it. Going uphill.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's going to be as satisfying.
Doing everything else.
Uphill.
Well, there's one thing about it that's now all of a sudden come out, and there's the new Kanga, which is the they're calling it Spider-Man.
Mm.
Have you seen this being referred to as Spider-Man, where you're swinging roof to roof?
Yes. Yeah, I was watching the Verishak video of the new team event just a few hours ago, actually, and watching him do it on the Flora's Lava Track.
Yeah, Flora's Lava Track. Yeah, I've tried that and smacked my head about 7 million times already.
I'm not great at it. I tried it on the last team event on the long jump. I got it just before that finished.
Yep.
And I went, oh, this is easy. I'm going to smash these guys now. And I couldn't do it. I used about 10 tickets and gave up.
I did it once. I got 15K once.
Yeah.
And only because my main account is on auto matchmaking, because it's in CC. So we started the last, you know, we started on Friday night with the new old event. And my first ticket, it's always the way, my first ticket, I did a 15K T2 and I just went, oh crap. and then buggled up T3 twice, only got 5K on it. So managed a 37K score with a 15K and I'm like, oh, you bloody idiot. So yeah, that was very, very good. Very good fun. But
I think I'm getting the hang of it a little bit more. It's taken some practice, but yeah.
Very interesting dynamic. And the little button that you have to press that you can move around is teeny tiny.
Yeah, you make it bigger.
Oh, can you?
Yes. Bottom right hand corner. You got to drag it out. Makes bigger. It makes a huge difference.
Okay. Well, now that I know that, I feel like a dick.
There you go.
I'm doing that as we speak. well, there you go. Okay, so I'm glad we talked about it.
Plenty of people missed that one.
Yeah,
It's been going around our team Discord a bit.
Oh, has it?
Last couple of days.
Oh, I can see the...
Oh, you can make it bigger? Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I can see it now. Don't worry. Yeah, okay. I'm an idiot.
it was much harder when the button was smaller.
I missed it. I don't know how many times. And you could watch it go up, and it was just slower than you going down. And I'm like, no! Anyway, we've talked about the game. And I must say, I have enjoyed playing with the ATV, doing all the tracks and everything else. So it has been a lot of fun. And I have to say this because... Sulla once said to me in a chat on the Fingersoft server, Discord server, that when I max my account, they're going to release a new car, just so that I'm always not maxed.
Yeah.
So I'm maxed. So there you go. We need a new car.
Did notice that? Yeah.
We need a new car. No. Supercar Mastery has been pretty cool. I've pretty enjoyed playing with the supercar because I basically just play cups to do XP. Have you mastered the supercar yet?
No, I've done the first level.
Yep.
About 70K into the second.
Okay, all right.
But it feels like one of the harder grinds that the supercar to me. Yeah. I'm enjoying it with the first mastery on cups. It's quite good to play with that. Being able to really dip down into the dips to get a good launch out of them.
But not only that, also landing on a fuel, not flying over one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I'm finding it tougher. And I don't think the masteries on the supercar are as good for the looks of them.
Yeah.
As some of the previous ones. So it is probably going to be one of the few that I stretch past the 3 weeks, I think. I can't see myself.
Yeah, okay. Well, and then...
I can't see myself dropping a lot of gems either when the ATV's just...
And there's also double XP weekend is 2 weeks away.
Yeah,
so.
It's coming up. Yeah, so then I can do a bit of Raider and a bit of Supercar at the same time.
Yeah.
That's going to be my plan for this one.
I've done the Supercar on the main, but not on the alt. I've only done one on the alt.
Oof. It's good going.
Yeah, well, I... just sat at home and played cups for about 3-4 hours. So, spent a few gems on a couple of because I've got my
VIP doubler and
I've
gems.
Got a I've got a VIP doubler. The gems I have to pay for, but the streak that I've got is it's just tickled over 1,000 now. So using that and the doubler, you get a reasonably good. You get about 2,800 XP.
Yeah,
just for doing
that
a cup.
That makes a huge difference. Yeah. I try to do it without. I buy the odd doubler from the shop, but I never have the VIP. But that's where I did the first one. Basically, I got a good streak going.
Yep.
Spend 1,000 gems in the shop and got the first one done. And then basically since then, I've just been trying to use it for everything.
Yep. Yeah,
in the game without the doubler, which just takes way longer.
Well, the streak took a dive when one of the slow cars was mastering and you just couldn't beat, you couldn't win every cup.
Yeah.
You know, back to back. And that's, it took a, my gems took a hammering for that one.
I'm not super consistent on streaks. I can get, you know, I can get 30, 40, 50 streaks, but then inevitably I blow them and I can't bring myself to spend the gems.
No, 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 no. But you're getting to 50 or 60 is kind of that.
50's the sweet spot.
Yeah, 50's a sweet spot. Yeah, I was going to say 50's a sweet spot. Alrighty, so let's ask you some questions. So you've already quickly discussed where your name comes from. But I tend to like to know a little bit about your history because you are on Ricky Baker. But have you done a bit of team hopping, or are you, you know, a Ricky Baker person all the way through? Do you have more than one account?
Yeah, so I got two.
Okay.
So my main account is just shy of 14.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. it was maxed. I maxed it, I think, 4 weeks before I got the ATV.
Yeah, okay.
Which has happened to me only once before. I've been to max once.
Okay.
And then I can't remember which car came in, but it was somewhere around a couple of vehicles before Nitro dropped. Because then once Nitro dropped.
Oh, Nitro was a hard slog.
Most people were stuck. Oh,
that was a hard slog.
But, yeah. So I closed that out and then ATVs come. So that's my main account. My alt account is about 10,000 and something.
Okay.
Which has been going for a long time too, but my alt account was one that I used to team hop a bit. So my main account, I started out, I was late on teams. I didn't jump in it straight away.
Yep.
But I joined one other Kiwi team. It was called Kiwi As. I think it's still around down in Div 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for probably a year or so.
Yep.
But then it was about 2019 or 2020, I jumped into Ricky Baker. It was actually Gil who came visiting team once.
Yeah.
Not to recruit, just to meet other New Zealand people playing, and he stuck around for a while and then left again. And then once I started beating everyone else in the team by several thousand points a match, I thought, well, you know, time to find somewhere new.
Yeah.
So messaged him and told him how I was going, and he said, well, you'd be about third or fourth in the team. In the current team event. So I went, okay, well, jump up there. That was in the days before leagues, obviously, in 2020.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think it was around about the time, I don't know, was AusNZ performing around about then?
Yeah, AusNZ started July 19, I think.
Yeah, okay, so it was probably just a little bit after that, yeah.
July 19 or July 20? No, it was July 20.
Yeah.
July 20. Yeah.
So, and my main's basically been there since.
Mm-hmm.
That's where its home is now.
Mm-hmm.
It does switch occasionally with the alt.
Yep.
The alt's sort of been the team hopping one. It's sort of been around a few different Kiwi teams, Nitro Kiwis, and we've got a retirement team called the Ricky Baker Rest Home.
Yep.
Which the players who don't want to play anymore park up accounts in there, and if they're playing occasionally, they go there. But then a couple of the guys from Team Kiwi approached me, and a few of them were a bit newer to the game, and they had big ambitions of getting a Kiwi team right up the top. And I always liked the idea of a team being strictly Kiwi.
Yeah.
Ricky Baker's an international. But we flag New Zealand.
Yeah, I was just about to ask that. You sound very patriotic.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but when teams came out, I was just like, well, I'm always going to play in a New Zealand team. That's, you know.
Yep. Yep.
It's going to represent the country. But yeah, but Ricky Baker's always been a New Zealand based team.
Mm-hmm.
But we're quite happy to have the internationals around, obviously.
Yeah.
They're part of the team, part of the family.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Team Kiwi guys approached me. Sort of said, you know, we're trying to get the best players in the country into one team. And that's still the goal.
Yeah.
So I said, look, I'm not going to put my main account in there. I think they were in Div 2 or 3 at the time.
Yep.
So I put the alt in there and started working with them on Discord towards, you know, building the team up. And Team Kiwi's now come up to that solid Div 1 level.
Yep.
And it's now pretty... Ricky Baker and Team Kiwi have some pretty good battles. I think we're one apiece in Div 1 this year.
Oh, wow.
When we've come up against each other, so yep. Things are pretty even. Every now and then, Team Kiwi, we get a couple of visitors, a couple of ring-ins.
Yep.
We get Jet turns up every now and then.
Yep.
Who was dodgy, I think, back in his OzNZ days.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He floats everywhere, but he comes visit sometimes. And then he sort of chips in quite massively. And if we have a good couple of first weeks, I say, well, okay, I'll flick the main over. And then we start bugging Pilot and tell him to come and visit. And we make a run every now and then.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I think Team Kiwi's now been up to CC twice. Obviously, it's not the staying power.
Yeah, look.
CC, but... it's always nice to get the flag up there, and that's always been the goal.
Yeah.
I know the leaders in Team Kiwi always have that ambition still there.
Yeah, for sure.
That, you know, one day we'll net a couple more.
Yeah.
Of the really, really good Kiwi players, and try to get up there a bit more permanently. But
that's the hardest thing about mergers, and trying to stay within your country, trying to get good players to come out of, you know, good teams to go to a great team. Yeah. It's very hard.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they like their family. They like the people they play with and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, it's like my alt. My alt has been on Team Cat for 2.5 years now.
Yep.
And it's not going anywhere. You know, it's my way of just saying hello to Tessa every now and then and all that sort of stuff. So, I get it. The bunch of people that I started really playing the game with was Team Cat.
Yep. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, the person who got me on Team Cat is gone. You know, big shout out to Drunk Idiot, because, you know, he's the one who said, hey, come along. And, you know, I fell into this team and loved every minute of it. So, yeah. But, alrighty.
Yeah.
So,
and so Ricky Baker's been up CC, I think, maybe 7 times.
Okay.
We got stuck up there once with the dead teams.
Yep.
We weren't good enough to win a match, but that meant we matched every dead team. I think we finished 14th one season. That's stupid. I think Nemesis had us ranked as 98th or something.
Yeah.
14th. And,
yeah.
Then it happened again the next month, and we just couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, hopefully, they fix this. They fix the CC division to make it more friendly. But yeah, we'll see.
It's long overdue.
It's long overdue. Yeah. Indeed. All right, so I'm probably going to start some of the listener questions. I'll explain something first. I had this weekend planned to do 2 episodes, right? And then next weekend I'm planned to be at a racetrack in a country town in Winton where I'm volunteering for 2 days. And early yesterday, at about 8 o'clock, I get this phone call from one of the drivers. And he says to me, are you coming to my place at midday yesterday to drive to the track today? And I went, no, it's next week. And he goes, no, it's this week. So everything that I had planned to do for this podcast kind of got shelved very quickly as I jumped in a car and drove to someone's house. And drove out to Winton. So, for all the people at the Alfa Romeo 10-hour, congratulations, I'm there. But one of the things I wanted to do was grab every question you'd ever asked. and just count them. I wasn't going to ask you every question you ever asked. But I wanted to tease you with that. I've got every question you've ever asked.
It doesn't feel like that many in my head, but when you look back at the podcast, it's been going for so long.
This is
probably were a whole lot more.
This is episode
that I've forgotten about.
This is episode 80. We are recording episode 80. We are 13 days away from the first podcast episode, which was the 17th of October, 4 years ago. So we've had, you know, three seasons. We've had, and it's really, my OCD is really going to kill me now. But because there was 35 episodes in season one, there was 15 episodes in season two, and there was 19 episodes in season three. And it just, my OCD is really, really straining here. Because 19, I said this, 19 is an odd number, you know. And it's a prime, and it's an odd number, and it just doesn't... Anyway. So, long story short, here we are, season four. We've done 80 episodes until now. This is our 80th. And I never thought it was going to get this far. But we have had some really, really cool people on the podcast, and we've had some really, really cool people supporting the podcast. So, from our 10th and our 4 year anniversary, I just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody who's asked a question, everybody who's listened, and every guest we've had on. Because without you guys, we would have just dwindled and disappeared. And we all, and I speak on behalf of JR and Pete, and you know. Murray and all the other people that have been part of this, GDR, Goose, anybody who's been a host has just put their time and effort into this just to have a whole lot of fun. And I'm really happy that we're still here. So, right. Okay. Let's get stuck into some of the listener questions. So... JR is not here. I would usually throw it to JR and say, JR, do you have your own question? She would ask the question, if you had... This is from JR's perspective, all right? So I'm asking this question on behalf of JR. So if you had... money was no object and you could go somewhere for a month, where would you go in the world for a month?
Should have anticipated this one. I've heard it a number of times.
Sorry.
On the surface, I would probably love to go somewhere like the Maldives. Just somewhere insanely expensive, insanely beautiful.
Yep.
I would know for a month it's probably not enough to do there. especially if there was kids in tow. So I mean, more practically, to spend a month in Europe in summer would
cool.
Just be amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So you have kids?
I got two young boys. One's five and one's three. So they're...
Okay.
Yep, still young.
Still young.
Still a big challenge.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But no, they're good. They're good.
Alright. So...
You're very busy.
Here is a question from Hoser. So thank you very much for your question, Hoser. I'd like to know how many kilometres Mo does in airports versus his own living room.
It probably seems to my team like I'm away a lot.
With a question
but
like that.
Reality, in reality, it's probably only... It's only been maybe once a month this year.
Okay.
Which is probably more than usual, but I do drop in the chat when I'm going away and say, look, I might not be as active this week, but I'm hopelessly addicted to the game, so even if I'm away working, I still tend to get everything done.
Yeah, still do tickets.
But, you know, when I do go away, it's almost always on a plane, I've found that grinding mastery offline in adventure mode is not a bad use of offline plane time.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough, yeah.
So,
enough.
Yeah, there's been a few times I've dropped that into the chat, just gone, here we go, I've done, you know, one level of racing truck mastery on a 1-hour-20 plane ride. Just wheeling along in Desert Valley the whole time I was on the plane.
Yeah. No, that works. That works.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of downtime each end at the airport, obviously. So
yeah, for sure.
It's still predominantly my Ks are at home. But,
yeah, fair enough.
I do use the airport to to get a few extras in. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, there you go. He's asked the question: daily skincare regime, and how good it felt to get.
Hoser is a she.
Oh, there you go. Small
correction.
Do 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 do. Hey, look.
You don't know.
Look, a ceiling. So she's asked, daily skincare regime, and how good it felt to get your first 1,200, and it looks like firecrackers. What does that mean?
I don't know if she's trolling me or not. What would you mean by 1,200? You're definitely trolling me on the skincare regime. The 1,200 is what we refer to in Ricky Baker as a week where you play the team event four times.
Okay.
And you score 300 points in every
team
event. So you've not only got to beat all your teammates, you've got to beat all your opponents.
Oh, so how...
4 TEs in a row.
Yeah. 4 TEs in a row. So how did you go? How many times have you done that?
I've never done it.
Oh, okay. All right.
She probably thinks, she may think I have. That's what I'm not sure if she's trolling me. There was one time that I think it, the table said I had 12:35, which is impossible.
Impossible, yeah.
Because we're not playing the team events five times.
So
she may think I've got it, or she may just be trolling me, because I have, in fact, never got there.
Fair enough.
There's a wee club in the team.
Mm-hmm.
Gail has done it a couple of times. Bojings has done it. Wow. Pilot has done it. And I just cannot get that monkey off my back. And I thought mastery was my key to do it. Yep. Some of those guys have fallen off the pace a little bit with masteries.
Yep.
And I've got them all except supercar, and they don't.
Yep.
And there's some events that gives me a massive leg up. And there was one just, I think it was only a couple of weeks ago, I was 900 points after three.
Mm.
And we came up against one of the top French teams.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And about four of their players beat me.
That sucks.
Sucks. Another 1,200 escaped me. So I'm still chasing that elusive 1,200.
Hopefully, when you do it, please let me know.
Skincare regime. I guess you could say my wife looks after that responsibility. She basically all it consists of is a daily sunscreen for the face.
Fair enough.
You know, to look after myself.
Yeah.
Somewhat. Yeah. Without being too complicated on it.
No. I'm with you. I remember someone, I was once standing next to a female in one of those beauty shops, and a lady says to me, "Oh, what do you do for your face?" You know. And I'm like, nothing. I shave it every second day. And that's it. And she goes, "You have such beautiful skin." Thank you. So I'm not buying any of your products. All right. So Tim, another player from your team, has asked, how much time do you spend on your main account versus your second account?
That's an easy 10-to-1 ratio.
Wow, that's a big.
If I do 400 Ks in a week on my main, my alt's probably had 40 Ks done on it. My alt started out as a practice account for team events. Mm-hmm. I thought if I can get a second account going and get it up enough, that it's useful in a team event, then I can use that to run my tickets first, and then I can go to my main. And it got to the point where, like you've talked about a lot in previous podcasts, my alt started
beating a couple of times.
And then masteries came out. I've flagged my alt a lot since then. I don't pay on my main, but I pay VIP on my alt, because I've never wanted to grind my alt. That's not what I want to do with it. It's there to, get me into another team with another set of people.
Yep.
and get a bit of practice and help out other teams.
You know, in saying that, with the Masteries, there have been times where, you know, I don't have enough coin on my alt to make the fourth part available. And even having just one or two of the Masteries on the alt account, I still score the same or 500 or 600 less.
Yeah.
On my alt, you know, and I'm just like, what the, why did I do all of that work?
There's a couple. I think I've got not five complete vehicles, but five levels of Mastery on my alt.
Yep.
And a couple of them are quite useful. Like I got the first two Snowmobile, obviously, because they're...
Yeah, they're really good.
Coins, but they're cheap in XP, and they're really helpful.
Yeah.
I've got the first one on Hill Climber, because that gives you 10% on every part, which makes a big difference.
Makes a big difference,
And then I've obviously got the couple of Moonlander ones, because when Moonlander first came out, that was
epic.
A must-have, obviously, which it's not.
Not anyway, so not much so much anymore. We won't talk about that. We won't talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's definitely a 10-to-1 ratio. My alt's just there.
Okay.
It's on an iPad that sits in my office at home, and
yeah, fair enough.
Doesn't even get touched on the weekends because I'm not in my office. So
yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. All right. So he's also asked the question: what is something that you do that only a HCR2 or HCR player would understand?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean, I feel like the stuff like picking my phone up first thing in the morning to restart a chest is what a lot of people do with cell phones, regardless of what they're doing with them, is they pick them up first thing in the morning to get some sort of fix. It's just my fix happens to be HCR.
HCR2, yeah. No comment. No comment.
Yeah. Apart from that, it's not something I do, but if the kids are watching cartoons, I see a car in a cartoon jump over another one, I have a good chuckle to myself about the jump shots.
Every time I see a monowheel, someone riding a monowheel, I have a laugh.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. And look at that.
Yeah. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Yep. Tim doesn't play with us anymore. Tim was a Max GP player.
Oh, wow.
He quit the game and deleted his account, but he still sits in our Discord with us.
Wow.
And he lives vicariously through my chest opening.
Wow. Why delete the account completely? Oh, my God.
I was the same at the time when he did it, but I think there's an acknowledgement there that if you want to quit the game... it's never going to happen unless you delete your account.
Yeah, true, but like this,
it will drag you back in.
Years have gone. Anyway.
Yeah.
So he's asked. This is a question from Bo Jeans. So thanks for the question, Bo Jeans, or Bo Jean, depending on how you want me to pronounce it. He's asked a bit of a joke, but if we had an Ocean's 11 style heist. Which teammates would make your 11? You know, you're one of the 11. Which teammates would make the 11 to make this heist possible?
I don't think I can come up with a reason to bring 11 along. there's some obvious ones in there. I would take Hozu, our leader, any day because she's the planner. She's the Ricky Baker glue. She's always there. Managing the team very well.
Yep.
So she would definitely be there to plan it all out and lead the crew.
Yep.
And Pilot's in the same vein there. Pilot's reliable. He's always the thinker. Mm-hmm. He's always looking at the game, thinking about best way to advance it.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to do things. He's always researching the YouTube videos, and so he would definitely be there as well. And Gil does. I think he's starting to play more at the moment, but when Masteries came, I think he wasn't playing as much. But I can humbly admit he was always quicker than me. he would definitely be there in a getaway driver capacity. And I'd have to bring Bojeans along with me if it was me and him going in to make the heist. I'd have to take him along with me because me and Bill and Bojeans, we used to spend a lot of time trialing together and
very cool.
Soft GPs and daily races.
Yeah.
Used to be the three of us in the Oz NZ dailies that we used
I remember those days. They were so much fun. I remember failing behind you all the time and just trying to keep up with you. Many, many, many episodes of that, you know, on a daily basis. Yeah. It was. Now, the heist...
And there was the rest of us all trying to chase Kodak.
Oh, on the no pass ones. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's impossible.
He was almost surgical. It's the easiest way to describe it. Like, yeah. But the heist he's talked about, this is Bojean's heist, unfortunately, it didn't happen before October. So the heist was to put a team together to steal the ATV plans from the Fingersoft HQ. To help you guys defeat the evil team Kiwi in the current team event to regain NZ supremacy. So I'm glad we got that out.
And we did have that matchup friendly with Team Kiwi just two weeks ago.
How did you go?
Ricky Baker took that one out. We got 400 or 500 points ahead of them.
Oh, that's not bad.
Just to stay there. So it was a good win for Ricky Baker. I think they blasted us earlier in the year, so it was nice to have one back. But we finished on the table at the end of the season. It was the last match of the season.
Yep.
I think we needed about 530 points ahead of Team Kiwi to go past them on the ladder.
Yep.
And I think we got 510 or something.
So you just didn't, or just did?
So we fell. No, we fell 20 points behind them on the ladder.
No.
But I have an account in both camps, so.
Oh, jeez.
I can claim victory in either field.
Yeah, true. So that's fine. Well, a New Zealand team did win.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, definitely. All right. So here is a question from Boogs. He has asked the question, why is Boogs your favourite teammate ever?
Question? I shouldn't have to think so long about that one, should I?
No, not unless he's...
He's probably the best teammate ever because he makes sure he stays behind me on the ladder.
He's your supporting
role.
Even
if it's just my ult most of the time. It's very nice of him to be so humble, yeah.
And he's asked the follow-up question, what do you think makes him superior to Chunk?
I don't know what answer he's looking for here. I could build him up if he likes.
What we could do...
Superior skill. I don't think he's got him on GP, so it must be skill.
Oh, jeez. Well, obviously he thinks he's better than he is, but that's fine. That's okay. All right, here is a question from Atom. He wants to know how you keep your in-game fitness in shape.
It's just a matter of playing regularly, isn't it?
I think you've almost touched on this already with the alt account. You know, playing the alt account first.
It definitely helps.
I must say it does help a lot. It does help a lot.
Yeah. But I mean it's playing regularly, right? You get it out every day. I find I usually do a lot better on weeks I'm playing too much.
The weeks
I'm edging more towards 500 Ks in a week. I go, actually, I'm doing better on the team events this week, but it's just because I'm, you know, muscles and brain are locked in. But I try to keep abreast of everything that's going on in the game as well. I read the Discord channels. I don't spend a lot of time talking in them, but I'm always there reading them. Always seeing what people are up to and ways they're doing things and tricks they're finding. And
I'm going to throw it out there, but do you prefer Verishak's showing how to do it, or do you prefer Vocope's tutorials?
I used to prefer Vocope's tutorials.
Yep.
I think I've just got a little bit lazier in the last year or so, and I watch Verishak's videos and then just basically try to figure it out. Because that doesn't always work, obviously.
Yeah, no, no, no. I know that for a fact.
I'm not Spider-Maning under the roof right now.
Yeah. No.
I'm pretending I can.
Yeah. As the phone flies across the room, hits the wall and lands on the ground. Yes. Just like me. So here's a funny question from Pilot. He's asked the question, what thumb moisturizer do you use?
I don't find the need for that. It might just be a Pilot thing.
Maybe. Maybe that's why
he might have to. He might have to come on and explain that one.
Mind you, I have tried a few times, but I think we might try again. We love throwing people under the bus here. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But we can always try. So there is another follow-up question from Boogs. He's asked, what does Moff BR mean? We've answered that already, so I'm happy to let that slide. But he's also asked, which is your least favourite vehicle? And unfortunately, why he thinks it is Mark II, the Mark II.
Least favourite? Or did he ask me if it was my favourite?
No, he's asked, why is it your least favourite? So I think it's his least favourite, but what's your least favourite vehicle?
Least favourite. I've actually got very little time. Even after mastery, the motocross. I just it didn't grab me before mastery. And after mastery, I'm just not good enough to do what everyone else is doing with it.
You've seen the Winter is Coming map.
Yep.
Did you see that where they broke the Winter is Coming map by going over that thing?
Oh, I didn't see that. No.
Oh. So there's a series of landings and spinnings and landings where you get such a big run up. That, you know how in the Winter is Coming, you have to go under the last bit to get to the end.
Yep.
They land somewhere and do this flip and go over that cavern.
Yep.
And they break 30 seconds.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. That's kind of what I said, but not really.
Yeah.
I watched the replay a few times and just gone... Nah, that is crazy. That is really crazy.
Yeah, I've been playing in the ICC lately too. And I know they're having a few struggles with it too. I think there was a snowmobile map, but they said, you know, it was made for snowmobile, but they said use any vehicle you like.
Yep.
Because it was designed for snowmobile. And then, of course, all the motocrosses came in and just blitzed it.
Yeah.
Oh, and all the guys who were track testing it sort of went, well, none of us could do that, so we thought it was safe to let the motocross out. Most of us can't do it. Some people can. Yeah.
I mean, I'm still trying to get good at jump shocks. It's only been 5 years. You know. So, and then, what's his name? X236 called him Jump Shits. Anyway,
I can do all right with jump shocks if it's a straightforward angle to give you a little speed. But when it's the ones you see the guys using the jump shocks coming out of the dips and things like that, that starts getting a little beyond me.
Using
them to soften the landing and that sort of stuff. Goes a little beyond.
Yep. I'm done. Yeah. Yep. All right. So, we've got some questions from H1. He's asked, or she's asked, or they've asked. Not falling into this again.
Yep.
I'm not falling into this again. Are there any hill climbers that you look up to?
I guess there are. I guess the New Zealand players, there are just some people I know I'll never be at their level, right? So I look at people like Kodak and Hyped, and some of the skills and runs they make. I just look at it and just go, well, that's never, ever going to be me. Like, I'm all over the local leaderboards in time trial, but not usually at the top.
Yep. Yeah.
And those guys, yeah, just crazy. I've always respected that. They're just, you know, skill levels just so high.
Yep.
You know, it's just, you just can't compete with it.
No.
So many things.
No. I still remember, like we said in the daily challenges, that was just epic, watching these guys just, you know, and you're like, why is he pulling away from me through there? There's nothing that says he's supposed to do that, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just the way he landed on the downhill, you know, and just the the exact angle and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. It was just, like I said, it was surgical. It was just, so H1 has also asked, what is your favourite vehicle in HCR2?
It tends to change. For a long, long time, all I used was the hot rod and cups. That was all I used. Masteries of, well, muscle car and raider sort of broke that. But since Masteries have come out, I find myself going back to the Rock Bouncer a lot.
Oh, look, I've always loved the Rock Bouncer. It's been
so
my favorite.
Easy.
It's
just, it will go up into a wheelie off nothing. So you can just leave wheelie boost on, and then put some nitro and some wings and some coin on it, or afterburn or something like that, and it will just
smash.
You know, it'll just go. The odd time it gets a little too floaty and it goes a little too high, and but most of the time, if you can flick yourself over the hills and just grab a little bit of them on the way through, then it just that's just so quick, and it's so satisfying to be able to get the wheelie boost so quickly and easily
off the line.
Makes it so satisfying.
I actually once, I think before Mastery happened, I sat for a month and just played every single track, not in cups, just from the top down, every single cup track with the Rock Bouncer, and just, you know, found a, you know, I was on the top of the leaderboard. I was, you know, I was aiming for top 10 in most of them. You know, and I got a couple of top fives, and I got a mostly in the top 20 across, you know, the international, not just Australia. And I was pretty happy with that. I'm like, yeah, that's great. And then Mastery came out, and I haven't been back. But I'm sure I've dropped down the list. But the Rock Bouncer is my favourite, and it's so much fun. You're right.
The New Zealand HCR community is not huge, so I tend to do the same thing. I get a Mastery quickly. I can get onto the leaderboards, and I can smash my way to the top. and then I just have to wait a while for everyone else to catch up. they get there eventually.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. So I have another question, a serious question from Pilot, not a joke question. If you were getting paid by the hour to play HCR2, how much do you think you would have made so far?
It would be a lot. If I look up my iPhone, in the App Store of my iPhone, if I look up in the purchases section, it tells me when I downloaded each app. And HCR2, it tells me I downloaded in October 2016.
Oh, wow.
And most of the wikis say it was released in November or December or something. So I must have been very, very early. And I don't know where. I think I just saw it in an ad in another game.
So you never played HCR1?
No.
Oh,
no,
wow. That's interesting.
I just saw it as an ad in another game and went, that looks interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm coming up 9 years.
Yeah, wow.
This month with it on my phone. Obviously, back in 2016, you didn't play it for hours a day.
No.
Because there wasn't much to do on it except race a few cups with about 5 vehicles.
Yeah, well, when I joined HCR2, the sports car was the fastest car, and it couldn't go up a certain hill in adventure until they did an upgrade, and they fixed the grip that it had.
Yep.
So that was a long time ago. But yeah. The app store for Android doesn't say when you downloaded it, which is a real pain because I'd love to know when I did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite interesting. So obviously it would depend on how much I was getting paid, but yeah, it would be a lot.
I think even if you're getting paid a little, it would be still a lot.
That's true. Yes. Yeah.
All right. So here is a question from Cape. He's got a couple, so I'm going to read a couple of them. We've answered why you play the game. I love this question. If you could change one thing in the game, what would it be?
One thing. It's a bit hard if I just have to pick one. might be slightly controversial. I thoroughly have enjoyed Masteries.
Yep.
But I don't like how it's divided the game into the haves and have-nots.
Yeah, fair enough.
Really hard for some players now to catch up.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because players like, I know you're in the same boat, players like me and you, who have stacked up coins massively in that lull where, before Nitro, where you could, you know, you played regularly, got towards max, and then the coins just started stacking up.
Yeah.
And once you're at that point, then it, you know, Masteries, you still have to grind them.
Yeah.
But when you know, I had 87 million coins or something, and I'm down to 47 million now or something.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that.
You imagine if you were sitting on 1 million coins when Masteries came out.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
You'd be a pauper for the rest of your life.
And there's people grappling with that now, and the teams I'm in still as well, obviously, that just don't have the coins. They've done the grind. They've got the XP. Yeah. But then even like the ICC, there's so many people in the rest of the world team at the moment that are good. They love to play the game, but they get a track with a Mastery vehicle and they just can't compete.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, I think it's just a little bit sad. And we saw it a little bit with the daily races too, the last one we did, which was a while back now.
Yeah.
It became a real talking point of, well, you know, what do we do about Masteries? Because people without them just, they can't compete.
Yep.
You know, they can play, but they just can't keep up. So I, going back in time, I don't know if I would have done it if it was me, personally.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like I say, I've enjoyed it personally.
Mm-hmm.
I like having them. Some of the vehicles are way more fun. The Mark II, folks will hate it, me saying it, but the full Mastery, the Mark II's even a great vehicle.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where you enjoy driving it.
Yeah.
Because it's quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's plenty of other little things I would do.
Okay.
But I went for the biggest, most controversial
one. No, fair enough. So he's then followed up with, we've talked about favourite vehicle. How does it feel to lead a top national team?
I'm a co-leader in both. I don't, you know, not really the leader. I chime in often enough, I guess. But yeah, it's good. I enjoy it. I think there's probably a lot of players out there that would cut it really well in Team Kiwi and Ricky Baker.
Yep.
But I think they all sit in the lower divisions thinking we're, you know, out of reach, or we're ruthless, or,
yep,
you know, that we're results driven. And it's completely the opposite. Both Ricky Baker and Team Kiwi are positive environments. You know, you hear so many other people talk about it on these podcasts about how it's about the people and the teams, right?
Yep. Yeah.
We've got people that score very low every match, but they've been in the team forever, and they will always be in the team forever, because we're not that team that's going to cut. And hunt for people to get forward. It's still about the enjoyment. So yeah, we love it when a new person comes along, though.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I get that.
And tries it out and comes in, and they're a Kiwi, and we go, yeah, come on in, this is great.
Well, it's funny because the teams that have lasted the longest happen to be those sorts of teams. So there's a message in that. I mean, you know, it really is. It's just the players are the team, not the team is a number of players. Yeah.
I think our oldest player in Ricky Baker at the moment is in his 70s.
Oh, wow.
So it's definitely a big variety.
Yeah. No, definitely. That's amazing. And then Capes asked, do you have any leadership advice? I think you've kind of answered that already, but...
Yeah, I think so. I don't think I'd ever make as good a leader as Hoser is in Ricky Baker. He's very good at giving everyone a shot. You know, sometimes you get people join, you know, and you join and they start, you know, mouthing off straight away in the chat, and you're like, here we go. But she is always very quick to welcome them, give them a chance, you know. You know, everyone who comes in's, you know, let them do their best and help them out if they ask. And
Fair enough. Alrighty, so we've gotten to the end of the, you know, questions. We are going to, we hadn't talked about whether we were going to do the Never Have I Ever in Season 4, and we haven't created a new one. So I'm going to ask you the same 12 questions as Season 3 and just continue it on from Season 3. I'm making an executive decision because I'm the only person here. So... I've got to say this in JR speak. We're going to play Never Have I Ever Hill Climb Racing 2 Edition. There's 12 questions, and you need to answer yes, I've done that, or I have never done that. And you get 1 point for every never you've ever done. So, here we go. You ready? So this is short and sharp. Just knock them out. Have you ever run a team event ticket on a live stream?
Never.
Okay. Next one. Have you ever made a custom track?
Ever. Not interested.
Wow. Geez, you're going well here. Has that custom track ever been? No, it hasn't. No. Have you spent gems to get the XP multiplier? And you've already spoken about that. Yes, you have. Have you spent 4,000 gems to purchase a legendary chest for XP for that vehicle?
Absolutely not.
Not. Never. Okay.
Never.
Okay. Have you spent real money in the game? And you said you had... VIP. Have you completed masteries for all the current vehicles? Never. That's a no still, no.
Just not supercar. Yep.
Just not supercar, okay. Yeah. So, have you ever thought of giving up the game?
Yes, crosses yes, my mind. Have. Yep.
Okay, but you haven't deleted your account.
No.
No. Have you ever used the prefix in your name to announce what team you're in?
Never.
Never. Okay, here we go. Number 10. Have you ever created content for a YouTube channel?
Never.
Okay. Number 11. Have you ever met another HCR2 teammate or player in real life?
Never.
Wow. Okay.
Always wondered if there's one nearby, but that I don't know about, but no.
Well, New Zealand isn't that big. Just, I'm putting it out there, right? New Zealand is not that big. How many hours would it take you to drive from the top to the bottom?
Of New Zealand?
Yeah.
A whole day.
A whole day. A whole day. A whole day in Australia. Yes, a whole day in Australia. You're still in the same bloody state. No, I'm staring.
We'll finish the quiz first.
All right. So, have you ever done a face reveal on any Discord server?
No, never.
Never. Okay. Well, that's a lot of nevers. I'm going to tally that up. So, you've got 9. 9 points. Oh, my God. That's 9 nevers. I know what we're going to do from now on. We used to go the smallest never was the best. From season 4, it's going to be the bigger the number, the better it is.
I like it, yeah.
So the winner will be the highest score. So currently, you are the winner.
I'll take it.
And unfortunately, like season 3 and season 2, what you get for winning the Never Have I Ever quiz is absolutely nothing. So you get to share that with all of your friends, right? You are welcome to give it away.
Dish it out amongst the team.
Yep, you can dish it out amongst the team. You can give it away to anybody you like. Just tell them that it was from us, that you've given them absolutely nothing from us, through you.
Yep.
So that's all well and good. So you were about to say something about New Zealand and how far everything is, and then I cut you off.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I know I live in the South Island in Christchurch, and I know Hyped and Lunatic both live in Christchurch, and I believe Hyped is just like right down the road from me. but you know, he's a teenager, and I'm
enough.
In my 40s.
Yeah, fair enough.
And you can imagine how weird that would be, right?
You'd
say to the wife, I'm just going down the road to hang out with a teenager to play video games.
This is going back a long time. There was a photography channel. There's a photography channel in the AusNZ community server, right? And I used to do a fair bit in there. I was giving away prizes through COVID and everything else. And there was a guy, and we were talking about star trails, like beautiful star trails. I'd photographed this beautiful star trail. I posted it, posted the settings, talked about it. And we had been going backwards and forwards about this photo and the process for probably half an hour in chat.
Yep.
And I said, oh, where are you? You know, where are you? Not where do you live? Just where are you? And he goes, oh, I'm in Adelaide. Yep. And I said, oh, you know, it's only 800 Ks away. I have family in Adelaide. I go there regularly. I was doing, you know, 3 or 4 trips. My little Peugeot has done 21 trips to Adelaide since COVID finished. You know, drive there and back. It's 800 Ks each way. And I said, well, look, you know, the next time I come to Adelaide, I'll throw 2 tripods in the car. I'll throw the camera bag in. And, you know, we'll go out. We'll do some star trails together. And then this person on the other end of Discord has said, I'll just have to ask Mum and Dad.
Yeah, and it suddenly becomes weird. Yeah,
and I just went, sure, they can come too. I've got more than one camera. We could grab another tripod. How old are you? And it's like, I'm 15. And I went, it was just this. And apparently, Maury and Goose read the chat transcript and come back to me and said, we were watching you backpedal in real time. And it was so hilarious. But so, you know, it wasn't a misunderstanding. You weren't trying to, it was just genuine. You were being genuine. And then all of a sudden you realized, holy shit. So, yeah. I'm just going down the road to meet a guy who's 15, and I'm going to drive him in my car to somewhere where it's dark. There's no phone reception. So we can photograph the stars at night. Yeah, that's not going down well at all. So, yeah. I mean, we've had some meetups locally with Maury and Goose and Bill and a few other people from a few other teams. And, yeah, there's a very interesting age gap across the group, which is really, really weird, if you know what I mean. But it's still the gel that holds us together is the game, obviously. But, yeah, very, very, very cool. Anyway, all right. Well, we have reached the pointy end of the podcast where we've asked all the questions. We've done the Never Have I Ever. And I suppose it's time for me to ask you, are there any people that you haven't talked about or shouted out to that you would like to chat or say hello to while you're here?
I don't think so. There are plenty, obviously, and both Ricky Baker and Team Kiwi families, but I can't go through all of them.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
with the risk of offending
one or two. Yeah. You didn't remember me.
But yeah, a big hello to all the guys in both teams. It's been really cool being part of both teams all these years, and hopefully things keep ticking along for a few years yet.
Cool, very cool. Well,
it's been a lot of fun.
I must say, it's been a lot of fun getting to know you a bit better. Even though I knew how you played for years, because I watched your ghost disappear in front of me. And I've really appreciated all the questions you've asked over the years, and I just wanted to say a big thank you for spending some time with us.
No problem. It's been really good to come along. Like you say, I've been listening for a long time. I think there's only been one or two very long episodes that I didn't quite manage to finish. I've always listened, and I sort of wanted to get on. I was asked quite a while back, but sort of hummed and hard.
Yep.
There's just such a distinct lack of Kiwis that are getting on.
Yeah, I must say.
There's such a great international community, and they come on, and they're so confident to the Americans that, you know, a lot of them are so confident and interesting, and they just do a great job on the podcast. And And, you know, no offense to them because they are great, but I was really itching to just bring it back a little bit local.
I'm glad.
It's hard to get the locals, I know, after this many years to find more that want to do it.
I need to get Lunatic back on. And this is how I'm going to get around my OCD, right? He said he wanted to be in every season, and he didn't turn up in season 3, so I'm going to retrofit a season 3 episode with him, and it might just be a 10-minute podcast, but that's how I'm going to fix it. So, Lunatic, you had a chat about this, and I want to pull through with this, so I want to have season 3 have 20 episodes. It's something I just can't look at without, you know, twitching.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, well, look, thanks again for all your time. I really appreciate it. And when I say all your time, I mean the time on the podcast as well as all the time writing the questions and everything else. Really appreciate it from me and from JR. I know JR really wanted to be here. She really wanted to talk to you. And I know she's going to miss not talking to you. So, on her behalf, please accept her apology from me.
It's all good.
And I look forward to editing this because there's two voices. So it's going to be very easy to edit. But so if you are still listening, thank you very much for spending some time with us and listening to this amazing podcast. Thank you so much for all your questions and for your comments. And I look forward to having another New Zealander on soon. Let's see what we can do. So thank you very much, everybody. Have a wonderful week or so, and we'll be back very shortly with another episode, because we're recording two in a row because of a little lapse between season 3 and season 4. So looking forward to it. Thanks again, Mo. Have a lovely weekend, and I will chat to you all soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye everybody.
Bye.